Other stuff?
Yeah.
We're here.
We're having you in parallel. Welcome, everybody.
How are you doing, Peter? Real big. So, with the hydrogen problem, this is Mitch.
This is Mitch.
Hi.
We have two people that kind of that we actually need to do. As you know, the 37th VC was kind of announced.
And then it was canceled. But we wanted an event, so...
On Monday, it was unofficially announced that 37C3 was canceled, but a bunch of us kind of knew about that. So we started talking, and the next day, we decided we would actually do this. Crazy as we are, with only about 6 weeks to go, going from just an idea to having an event here in Berlin.
Yep. The Tuesday was the decision. Wednesday we had the first Jitsi, where we were like 8 people or so.
Something like that.
Yeah. And Saturday we had our first domain that we still had to change then. We started out with XC3. Glad we didn't take that.
Yeah.
And Wiki was working up and we had our first freaking meeting. And as you know, the first task in that is finding a location. So Berlin was clear, but there's lots of locations in Berlin. Mauschwitzing were basically fitting size, ideally some kind of hacker history, availability, and they need to be able to deal with us.
Yeah, and we had this notion that we could fill BCC, but COVID and all these regulations, we could only have 999 people to have not too much bureaucracy. And we asked them and they were totally happy. Yes, yes, yes. We would even love to have the rocket ship out in front again, like it was when C3 events were in Berlin at BCC. But it cost 128,000 euros.
Yeah, and they really tried hard to help us also make it cheaper. So I really would like to give them a positive shout out. That was actually really cool. When they did all of that and the work they did into, but it turned out to be a too big risk really for us, specifically also not knowing how many people actually would sign up, but quite a lot of people who said, yay, we totally want to come in 6 weeks and have an event with you, and but we also were like, but is it 1,000 people? And then we had the issues, we had to actually create a company and all of the, like, we had 6 weeks, right? And if you've ever organized an event for the, like, if you ever organized an event, you remember the first time you organized an event, and that is, wow, it's that much work? So
we looked into other venues. We were first looking into a place across the river, but that was snapped up. So AT to the rescue. What does that stand for? Europäische Theater,
Institute.
Institute. So this is a theater and dance school, totally cool vibe. When you have a chance to walk around, as you will, you'll see that it's a pretty cool place here. And it's only 10,000 euros. And we were able to have many days for setup, which was a huge luxury for us. Even still, with our minimal number of people, there's still stuff to do. So bear with us as we continue to set up.
Yeah. So, who's we? The organizers came from lots of different groups. I think the majority of them, or most of them, actually fall under this small list here, being CBase, Ixign, Miliways, Afra.
Yeah, CCCB and Freeside. There's also people who did the badge came from FabLab München. And Digitale Gesellschaft is our financial overlords. They're the company that was able to make this all happen. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
So shout out, applause, and please some applause for them for dealing with us for actually
Yay.
So it was quite an interesting ride for us. So to some other topics first. There's some rules. We'd like to get it out of the way. We're German, so like, you know, we're kind of explicit about these things. Masks.
Yeah, so we really want to be excellent to each other. We're still kind of in a pandemic here in Germany. The numbers are staying stable, even going down a little bit, but it's still not good. There are a lot of people in the hospital, and masks are something that worked really well for when we organized at Hope Hackers on Planet Earth this summer in the United States of America, where things are not very good. But we had no cases of COVID through the whole event of 1,200 people last summer in the US. So we have the same thing here. So please, 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 when you're not eating or drinking or presenting, wear your mask and let's protect yourselves and each other.
And another thing, if somebody's not eating or drinking and or being a speaker and still not wearing a mask, is don't be assholes and ask them nicely. And
yes,
if it really creeps you out and you really can't deal with that, that there's somebody who doesn't ask, call one of the angels or call one of us. But please be friendly with that.
Yeah, it's not a moral issue. It's not right and wrong. It's just, this is our agreement. And just, so just point it out.
We have at least one person that has special solutions with like a all those things.
Which things?
A professional mask.
Oh, a professional mask. So some people are way too cool.
Yeah.
No smoking inside. This is a public space. There's no smoking in here, no vaping. Outside, you can do whatever you like. That's up to you. But please, please don't smoke near a doorway because it does blow inside. And there are a lot of people who can't handle that, including me and my horrible lungs.
Yeah, and if you want to smoke specifically when it comes to all of those special things, please go down to the river at the sea base. There is even nice benches and other places where you can do that in a really chill environment.
And it's beautiful. So this is something that's come up with at CCC events, the 6-2-1 rule. 6 hours of sleep every day, that's a very strong recommendation, as much as there's a lot of cool things to do. Sleep is so wonderful. Eating is also a totally wonderful thing to do. If you haven't done it in a while, try it. I think you'll like it. One shower a day is part of being excellent to each other as well. Skank can be something that people like, but probably not at a hacker conference.
Photos. We'll go with a common CCC photo policy. So whenever you want to take a picture, ask those people, kind of keep their privacy, unless they have told you that you're completely fine. If you have a group of people that are taking pictures and assume that it's talked about that and don't walk into the picture and then complain that, and okay, I think you get the idea. So
yeah,
the normal CCC rules, the ones that made it here, I'm very sure you all know how to deal with that, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, and again, be nice when you're reminding people if someone's taking a picture and you're not wanting to be in it. Just be nice. Just remind them it's okay. So that includes faces and screens. Get permission first. Emergency exits. We've got 6 emergency exits. They're clearly marked. They are only for emergencies. Please don't open them. An alarm will sound. And if it opens, that means we have to run around and make sure that they're closed and see what happened, if there was an actual emergency and whatever. So be excellent to us, please. And don't open emergency exits. We've got regular entrance exits that you can use.
Yeah, unless there's an emergency. And you also see the when implemented, oh no, you just don't see that yet. Don't open the door. There is a new version of the firmware coming soon at the door guards that will also ring a bell. But like, please don't make it to summon us, right? Please. And we'd like to point something else that is about one of our neighbors here, because this is the ETI, the Schauspielschule, and you know very likely that the sea base is basically directly next door. Our lounge will be there. Is it below us? No, it's below there, down there.
Ah.
The lounge is also there, and they have a different hygiene concept. We'd just like to bring that up and be clear about that. You don't need a ticket for the Seabase. It's only the Seabase need to let you in. And you don't need a ticket over there. So if you have somebody that you'd like to meet that is from Berlin, that is possibly a good meeting place. It's really cool over there. For those of you who haven't been in there, go there, check it out. I know most people here are from Berlin, and most of them have likely been in Seabase. But we also have some off-continent people that have explored the Seabase last night, and it blew their mind. It's really nice there.
Yeah, it's really cool. If you haven't been there, definitely check it out. But yeah, it's not part of HIP, but it's related. They open at 8 at night.
Noise.
So AT has been very gracious to us, giving us this place for a really good price and letting us invade their space and make use of it. But they've had noise complaints by their neighbors. There's buildings all around us, so please be very conscious of the neighbors and be nice and excellent to them. And don't be too loud after 10 p.m. Before 10 p.m., it's cool to just totally go crazy. Also, inside, the windows aren't very thick, and we can't be too loud after 10 p.m. You know, conversation and even animated conversations and having some music and stuff, but just not above too many. The threshold of pain is definitely too much.
Yeah, so if you see any silver blue cars pulling up outside, please tell the organizers and make everybody be less loud. That's likely what they're here for.
Yeah. The elevator is
the
kind
elevator.
Of bizarre here.
There is an elevator. So, and the rules are pretty simple. If you're not an elevator person, if you're not an elevator angel, don't touch it. It can chop off fingers. Like it
easily.
Yes. It's it goes to the roof, and the roof is the place where the angels live. So our heaven is on the roof. It was an awesome and gigantic view over Berlin. And that is the place that gets you to the heaven. And please don't try to figure out the other usage of that.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, angels are what we call volunteers. So there's lots and lots of volunteers here. Heaven is the space only for angels, and that's on the roof. And you can take five steps, and or take the elevator if we can get the elevator working again because it broke yesterday.
Der Techniker wurde informiert.
Yeah.
Content. Well, I actually have content. I mean, we don't count for content yet, right? No, that still comes. So this is the opening talk. As you see, there is more talks and workshop. And I'd like to point Ilya, who was a really good call. Can you kind of wave for a short moment? That
content.
Is Ilya. That is the guy that took it on us with the content team. Thank you. And I was just about to say and give him some applause for actually taking this together, because I think we have an awesome lineup specifically for an event of this size and of made within 6 weeks. I'm really, really proud on our talks. There is really a lot of good talks. We have 55 talks. You will likely want to stay for directly. There is... Crash Wheel Space Industry directly after that. Then we have the talk about the biometrics database from the Americans that you might have read in the New York Times or in the Spiegel today.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah, kind of a big deal. One of the ways how we hope that you'll all show up early. And there is lots of other really, really excellent talks. I don't want to kind of walk down the whole talk list here now, because you all have can find that yourself, but like we're really proud on our talks. We have 17 workshops. We're also proud on those by 73 speakers.
Lots of people are making this happen.
We have really nice lightning talks. Oh, 73 speakers. We have 500 tickets, right? Just think about that a bit. Lightning talks.
Yeah, so lightning talks, we have a person who is saying that they're going to, that person, going to organize them, and also doing VOC and all sorts of other things. So if anyone wants to help organize with them, see, what do you call yourself again? I'm sorry.
Tigerchen.
Say again?
Tigerchen. Just write me an email to Lightning Talks at something. It's in the...
Yeah, or just see that person or ask us and we'll direct you there.
Lightning Talks at hip-berlin.de?
No, mailbox.org.
What?
Mailbox.org.
Lightning Talks at mailbox.org.
Great.
There is a schedule on the website. Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure if we don't have a Wikipedia entry for the Lightning Talks, we will create one very soon.
Indeed.
There's a schedule on the way on the website. And for those of you who use Android, I think I've heard the iPhone app is coming soon. We actually have an app
PM.
With a schedule. It's that cool.
It's a really nice, really nice app. So check that out if you have Android.
6 weeks.
And it's JEV, what is that?
Jahresendversammlung.
Yeah, okay. And that includes all of the different events happening all over the planet, not just ours.
Well, all of the different Jahresendversammlungs.
Oh, and by the way, all this is being live streamed for our Talk 1 and Talk 2 tracks at media.ccc.de.
I already saw a screenshot, so it obviously works.
Great.
Assemblies.
There are a lot of them.
Yeah, we have 10 assemblies. Again, we're not going to name them. It's more if you go out and then to the left, there's an assembly area together with the hardware hacking area and stuff. And please visit them, explore and find out.
Yeah, and feel free if you brought projects and stuff, if there's extra space, we have chairs and tables. Set stuff up and make cool stuff happen. There's already a lot of hella cool stuff. Make more hella cool stuff happen. We're all in this together.
Teams. We have some teams that we think you should know of. First of all, there's an awareness team.
Yeah, the awareness team. If you have any kind of issues where people aren't being excellent, just try to work stuff out on your own. If it's too scary for you or you don't want to do it or unable, ask any volunteer and they will bring you to an awareness team member. I'm one of the members as well. So there's a bunch of us who have experience with this. So if you're having any trouble at all, just contact a volunteer and they'll direct you to an awareness team member.
We have the CERT.
CERT.
Are you cutting your fingers or have any other medical emergency, please reach out to the CERT.
Yeah, and we've got first aid, and we'll call an ambulance if we need to. Hopefully that is
yes,
not a
yes, and they also need to know where to call the ambulance to and all those things, so it's useful to actually have them there.
Yeah, unless and again, just ask any volunteer, and they'll bring you to the right people.
With an info desk?
That is downstairs where you register. The registration and info desk and merch are all combined for us at the bottom of the stairs.
And the info desk will strive to answer the questions that you have that are related to the event and the neighborhood. They will not try to answer every question. Maybe they will.
They'll try.
We'll see. We'll see if it turns out later in the CCC Congress where the info desk really at some point starts to answer all of the questions.
42 might be the answer.
Angels. So, the angels are the people that make this basically run. I'm an angel. I hope a lot of you that aren't angels yet will consider trying to become one. It's the people that basically help to make this event by volunteering. The heaven is on a roof, and there's also an outside area where you can have an awesome view over Berlin, which might be one of the biggest perks of becoming an angel. And it is giving the feeling of making this conference run. So you turn from a visitor
to a participant.
To a participant.
A mere passive observer to a total participant.
Yes. As you heard, the heaven is above, and the heaven is run by an operating system called Engelsystem. For those who don't know, you can just go there and sign up for that. You just become an angel, register for shifts, and all of the other things. Resources.
We got them.
We have a website. Pretty sure most of you have found that because you bought a ticket. So that meant you actually found the website.
Yeah.
We have a wiki that is to be found on the normal places here.
And on the wiki is a whole bunch of information. Speakers for talks can have their own wiki page and give more info. A place to get resources for background. For all the workshops, every workshop has a wiki page that workshop presenters can add more information. So, and lots of other cool stuff there.
If you have something.
Yeah, please register on the wiki and you can add stuff and you can even put signs up on the walls and point people to it. The regular website, HIP, go up there again. That has menus so you can find the wiki and all sorts of other stuff, including the angel system there.
So, we're all here in the next days hacking in parallel. And we've all been through a lot in the last 2 years. I think that is something that we all can say.
Yeah.
2 and something years.
Some of us have had a better time than others.
Yeah.
Some of us are lucky enough to have been through it relatively unscathed, but we've all been through a lot.
Yes. We've all missed a lot, like the ECCC Congress. Always.
Be excellent to each other. Really important. All of us here are putting on this event so that we can come together and do cool stuff together. So we're not a service provider organization. We're all volunteers, just like everyone, you there and everyone listening. So be excellent to each other. Be nice to us. Be nice to you. Be nice to each other.
Assume always goodwill. I know there is not always people that give the impression that they're excellent to each other. Sometimes they actually have a reason for what they're doing. So please always assume goodwill with everyone. Yeah, go out and
have a really nice event.
And
hack the planet.
Do you have some questions?
Ah.
There is a Wi-Fi, and if it's not up yet, it will be soon. Is somebody from the NOC here that wants to say something about that?
Yeah, so NOC was up without sleep the last two nights, and but it's coming together. There's a lot of places that have it already, and there's also a DECT system. DECT phones are the wireless landline kind of phones, but we have a DECT system that acts as a base station, and everyone can register at a vent phone and get your own four-digit number. You'll see signs around for contacting awareness and CERT. That's another way to find them, but the DECT phones work well.
If it doesn't work yet, it hopefully will work soon. That is part of most. You have a question.
You might want to mention that on the event phone, eventphone.de, there's a German number and the last four digit, you can just add the DECT number. So if you want to reach your normal phone, you want to reach CERT or something else, you can just call that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there more questions?
Gibt's hier auch wo eine Garderobe?
Sorry?
Gibt's hier auch wo eine Garderobe?
No, but I remember we talked about this, Garderobe. I think the problem with the Garderobe is that the guy that wanted to build the Garderobe is the same, is also working in the NOC. They have already built something for hanging their coats. The plan was that there is something built where you can hang your coats. If it hasn't happened yet, I assume it happens soon.
Yeah,
I've
it
seen
will.
Dogs.
So it's Yeah, at the top of the staircase, just keep looking forward, and there's a whole bunch of hooks happening over there. If not, there will be more soon.
Are there any more questions? Okay, well, thank you very much. Thank you for showing up. Have a nice event.
Have a great hip.